Blog Talk Radio.
It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time everywhere. And we want you to know it's prayer time. When we travel across the country, I see and I hear so many tragedy and trouble. I get letters in the mail. I have men and women stop me. They say, Reverend, pray for me. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my dad. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just upped and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are and wherever you are, please don't forget to pray for me. Wherever your praying ground is, pray. Pray for me. When you steal away in your secret closet, your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. Everywhere this record is heard, we pray that you would touch sinners, backsliders, drunkards, alcoholics, drug addicts, pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, people that are living on the edge of night. As the world turns and they don't know which way to go, their children have become young and restless. Stretch out your hand, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, save, like only you can do. Break every fetter, break every yoke, undo the heavy burden. Go over yonder to that hospital and heal, Lord. Go in that prison. He's doing time, but let him know that even in the jailhouse, you can give him peace in his mind and joy in God, go in that kitchen. Get in that living room. Go down in the laundry room. Touch that mother that's walking the floor all night long. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hear our prayer tonight. Send deliverance like a mighty hammer. Send it like a two-edged sword. Send a revival to America. And help us to come back to Pentecost. Back to our praying ground. Back to loving one another. Back to caring, sharing, and bearing one another's burdens. Bind us together everywhere. And make us one in the Holy Ghost. Have your way in us. With us and through us. Bless us and we'll bless you back. We'll tell the world what a great God you are. And we'll ever be mindful that where we are you brought us. What we know you taught us. And what we have you gave us and what we are you made us. When you bow, when you bow,
in a song, pray for me. I'm really understanding in these seasons that we're in today, prayer is essential. We need to take time out and really converse with God, have a dialogue. And with the scripture we have today, I think it's going to help us because Abraham showed us how to communicate with God. And I love this because once we get off in the Word, you'll see what I'm talking about. God wants to talk back to our brothers and sisters. He really do want to talk back. And I want you to know this here. He has the answer for everything. Some of God's answer might be just hold on and wait. And some of his answer might be say no. And some of his answer could be yes. We just got to be thankful for whatever he does and whatever he do in our life because he knows best. God has been answering our prayers before we yet even spoke a word to him because he hears our thoughts. I pray that you hear what I'm saying to you, that prayer is essential. You cannot say that you're a child of God and never go communicate with God. You have to have a personal relationship with God. No one can go to you no better than you yourself. But we're going to see today that Abraham did some intercessory prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God for the Holy Ghost because he resides in someone when you have bold faith. We're going to deal with Genesis today. That's the first book of the Bible. Genesis chapter 18 and verse number 16. I don't know if my brother hit this. Is he hitting the one button? If you want to say something, it's just accident.
Minister Wayne, thankful to hear.
Say it again.
Thankful for the message. It's a strong
God
message.
God bless you, man. God bless you, man. God bless you, man. I just think about how when you know this word, right? You know, I'm gonna give you his story. This
I gotta get my throat clear.
Let's see here. There you go, Brother B. Yeah, when you read the word, my brothers, when you really know the word and you know Abraham, you know, we was reading Abraham on this last week, really, about Abraham, his faith was counted unto righteousness. Can I say that again? Unto righteousness. It wasn't his work. It was his faith. It was he believed in. And was counted unto righteousness. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, don't let nobody hold you to something that God already made a pardon for. God made a pardon to every sin that a man can even imagine make. Now, that don't mean we just go out there and freely do it, though. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That don't mean that. That means that we have to have a God conscious. Can I say it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of conscious, some kind of convicted, Reverend and Brother D. We got to have some kind of conviction that God is, God, when you do something, you have to ask God for forgiveness. That forgiveness he does, if you're sincere in your heart, he will forgive you. Help me, Holy Spirit. He will forgive you. I don't care what people try to label you with, how they try to define you. If God forgave you, you don't even have to worry about it. He don't remember no more. He doesn't remember anymore. So why would we take it back to him again if he don't remember no more?
Come on now.
Only time I find out that it really worked when we stopped doing what he said that he delivered us from. I'm gonna try to get in this message, man. But I hope it don't steer me somewhere. But what I'm trying to tell you, Abraham was the father of nations. God gave him this covering that he gonna give him to all mankind. And whoever follow after Jesus will see this man one day. Because the rich man, y'all remember the rich man Diabetes, right? When he saw Lazarus in the arms of Abraham, you know, God going to show us some familiar people one day. Prayerfully that we in the right place when he show it to us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I love this book, man. I love Genesis in the beginning. You know, that's how this thing, what it means. It means the beginning. So I want you to be careful when you understand what I'm saying. We're dealing with intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayer. Someone is standing in the gap for somebody. Someone is saying, man, I'm going to pray for Brother D. I'm going to pray for Reverend Williams. I'm gonna pray for God's plan. I'm going to pray for Brother Eric. God, you put it in my heart. I don't know what he's going through. I don't know what she's going through, Lord, but I just want to lift it up. Don't you know the scripture said the Holy Spirit intercedes what we don't know and add it to God's ear and heart? Oh, I know I'm right about it. When you sincere, man, you don't have to, it's all right if you got the, you know, the discord like this, Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, the Lord of hosts, you know. You know the proper way of bringing it in. But let me tell you something. Sometimes it don't get like that to me. Sometimes it be like, Lord, I'm in a need. I am standing in a need of a blessing.
Hey.
Lord, I can't even put this together, Lord, because my mind is scrambling right now. Lord, only you know can clear this mind up. I mean, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how God will look at your prayer. But he seen something one day, my brothers and sisters. He seen something. We want to dive into this, if y'all prefer with me. You brothers got something before we get in?
Just glad to be here, as always. Glad to be in the house of the Lord once more.
Appreciate you,
man.
Brother D. Appreciate you, Brother D, man. Appreciate you.
I stay hungry for the word.
Yeah,
I'm sitting in Texas right now, Brother Eric. Sitting there texting my niece, telling her to get on and listen to my brother.
Yeah.
So I'm ready.
I'm prepping. I don't want to be long with it, man, but it's a lot of
take
scripture.
Time, bro.
We might not finish it. Mm-hmm. But if y'all pray with me, I want to do this. If it's God's will, I want to do this in a series because I don't want to rush through this thing.
Yes.
You know, I want to tell them just kind of give a little bit of time, you know, and just get it in, you know, because I want you, brother, hey, I want you, brother, if you want to inject this, just stop me, man. You know, I'm good, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'll stop because I know. See, when I learned about ministry and I learned about kingdom building, man, you know, I might could just reach one person, man, and that's a blessing to
me. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But
Amen.
Brother D might could reach 10,000. And my brother Mike might reach 500,000. Whatever it is to tie this thing together, I want to do it. Y'all been in the scripture as long as I have. When we knitting together, we're taking things, we knit it together, and we're trying to be careful with it so we can be able to convey it right to the people. Is I'm right about it, Doc?
Yeah.
So we're dealing with an intercessory prayer. If you've been to Genesis chapter 18, we're going to start at verse 16, y'all. You're going to know where I'm coming from. A man took time out. And I'm going to tell you something. If you've been around scripture just a little bit now, he said there is a place that the righteous can counsel with the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's a place that you can ask God a question and you won't be out of bounds. Oh, come on, man. It's just like a father.
Come on now.
It's like your father. Hey. It's like your father. You go to your father, Brother Mike, you go to your father, especially the father in the ministry. You go to I need some help with this right here. I got this text, right? And I got the context. I want to try to bring together what you think about this, you know? And the father going to give you some constructive criticism if it's due. And understand constructive criticism. What is the root word of that? Constructive. So he builds you up. You know what I'm talking about? And as he builds you up, I know him right about it, brother. Mm-hmm. As he builds
you up. Yes, sir.
See, if he or she is a good builder, you don't have to worry about it hurting. But it hurts to help. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it, brother.
Have you ever been there corrected by somebody? Let me give you this lesson, man. I'm going to go somewhere.
Come on. In the name of Jesus.
If y'all good, we're going to press on. Y'all good, we'll press on. Y'all good?
Amen.
I want to always make way for you guys. It's an honor for you guys to come on and kind of help me with this along the way, you know. You know, it's an honor, you know. Y'all took time out to do this here. Now watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with our most humble matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for what the things you already have done and about to do in this ministry, Lord. We ask right now, Father God, as we come humble to you, forgive us, Lord, for all the sins we have done, known and unknown sin. And Lord, if it's something that is unknown that we don't know, reveal it to us, Lord, so we can repent from it, Lord. We ask you to have your way in our life right now, that we're giving you in your ever-present, Lord. We're giving you ever-present, Lord. We ask, Father God, to remove us, Lord, that when people hear us, they hear you, Lord, and not us, Lord. Let your word be able to speak to someone and say, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of God. Lord, we just thank you for the revelation of the word already in advance, Lord. We thank you for the one who received it already in advance, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the one that made I was glad to have you kind of illustrate the scripture, Lord, and I understand it now a little better, Lord. So, Lord, we ask right now, Father God, it might be someone sick right now. It might be somebody with a heavy heart right now. It might be someone spiritually distraught right now, Lord. Let it be the word that bring clarity there, Lord. Let it be the word that open up their heart and say, just thank you for this word today. Let it be not lifting the man up, but we lift you up, Lord. And if we try to lift you up, Lord, move us, Father God, and have thy own way, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, and we love you, Lord. And we ask you in the name of Jesus just to have thy way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Abraham was one of them. We believe Abraham was the father of many. He was the father of many nations, because the scripture says. We believe what the scripture said. You know, just a little knowing, brother. Just a little knowing. I don't know what they. Just a little knowing. I don't know if y'all breathing hard like me or what. y'all come on with it. Watch this. The reason why I say that. Amen. The reason why I say that, because we're finna visit, because Abraham now has left Sarah. Now he has left Sarah because God has spoke to him and Sarah. They're going to have a child. And if you read the whole chapter, you know what I'm talking about. You will find out that Sarah laughed when God said she was going to have a child. And then God heard her, and she didn't know God had heard her. Oh, don't you know it was a time, Brother Williams, Reverend Williams and Brother D, it was a time God spoke to them people directly? Oh, help me.
Directly. Yes, sir. I'm talking about
right straight to them. It didn't go to Brother D. Mm-hmm. He spoke right to them. And I'm verbatim is what I say. And you're going to see when you see this prayer that Abraham was praying for Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham in his prayer, we call this intercessory prayer. These teachers and preachers mm-hmm. we're talking about, it's called intercessory. If someone is standing in the gap with you, Brother Randy,
yeah.
If somebody standing in the gap with you, Brother Jock, if somebody standing in the gap with you, Reverend Henry, if somebody standing in the gap with you, my brothers and sisters, somebody just took down, man, let me pray with you, man. You know, let's touch and agree. The Bible teaches us, Reverend Wynn, it teaches us where there are two or three touching and agree in my name. He said he'll be in the
yes,
room. But watch this.
Yes.
Watch this. It wasn't nobody but Abraham and God. Watch this, how the scripture goes. I love this book. Look what the book says. He said, and the man rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on their way. And the Lord said, shall I hide? Oh, watch that, y'all. Watch up when you read it. Watch carefully what he said. He said, when you see Lord, I don't know if y'all reading along with me. That's Lord's cap, right? Is that Lord's cap?
Mm-hmm.
My brothers, is it Lord's cap? So that's telling me, and brothers and sisters, that tells me that is God Almighty. When you see
the word
in large cap, you speaking to the word. You speaking to Jehovah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jehovah said, shall I hide from Abraham that these things which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth should be blessed in him, for I know him.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm still there, y'all. I'm going to give you something, though.
Come on.
Said, but I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep thy way. Is I'm still there? Of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And to the justice and the judgment that the Lord may bring up on what? Bring up on Abraham that which he has spoken unto him. What you know what I love about this? Now, Abraham believed God before the Ten Commandments. Help me, Holy Spirit. Abraham believed God before there was even a Ten Commandments. Oh, you didn't hear.
Come on now.
You got to hear what I'm saying. Abraham believed in God before it was thou shalt not steal. But thou shalt not come. Thou not shalt come another man. How? Abraham did all of this before it was even a commandment, Doc. He had faith in God, and now God was talking to him and conversing. He said, I'm gonna give you this right? I'm going to give all the right to you. And look at this. Everybody come out of your seed will be blessed. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, if they keep your way, Brother D, if they keep your way, sister, I won't have to put justice on them. That's what he's saying right here. He said, I won't have
That's
to
what put he's saying.
Justice.
That's what he's saying.
I won't have to speak none on them. He said, because if they walk as Abraham did. See, Abraham, it didn't say Abraham was perfect, Brother D. It didn't say Abraham did everything right. The Bible said he was counted unto righteousness because of his faith. Brothers and sisters, you're going to be surprised who's going to be in heaven and who's going to be in hell. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. It ain't going to be because you did everything so great. It's going to be because it was the blood of Jesus Christ. Now watch this. Once you get the knowledge, you know to do right, you'll start counseling yourself. You'll start watching what you say, watching what you do.
That's right.
It don't allow you Jesus didn't die to allow you just to stay in sin. He wants you to come out of a way of falling.
Yes,
see, it's a difference when a sinner falls down and someone is sinning, practicing sin. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said,
amen.
Songwriter. Now, I might can't sing, Brother Williams, but let me just talk it out. Can I talk it out, Brother Williams? I might just can't sing. Can I talk it out? The river here ain't going to hit the woman. He said, a saint is nothing but a sinner who fell down.
Get up.
It's not how you fall. It's how you get up. Only thing with blocking you from getting up and getting into heaven is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy
Come on, here.
See, long as you don't blaspheme from the Holy Ghost, you got action, Doc. Don't let nobody define you with your past, because God hasn't gave you. If you understand pardon, I'm going to give you a lesson, y'all. If you understand pardon, pardon means someone takes something and they wipe it away, Brother D. They can't use it against you no more, Brother D. They can't use it against you, Reverend, no more. That's what Jesus done for all our sins. He wiped it away, but we have to be God conscious not to be practicing sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said right here.
Amen.
Let me make sure I got this. He said, you know what I like about this Brother William? Look what he said, Reverend. He said, for I know him. Do you want God to know you? Do you really want God to know you? People say this out there, little miles, because they've been hearing it so much. It's so cliche. He know my heart. Do you really want God to know your heart? If you're not repentant from that heart, God would.
Say that.
No, the Bible said, hell is enlarging herself daily. It's over in Isaiah. It's opened her mouth for, and people are going to it. But God has a place that you don't have to go that route, because he came here, my brothers and sisters, so not to condemn the world, but by him the world can be saved. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me rush on, because you might be getting a little weary. Let me skip to 20 right quick. Here we go. And the Lord said, because they cry of Solomon, and Gomorrah is greater. Look at this, and because their sin is very what? Grievous. I will go down now. He said, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, and which is coming unto me. But look what he said. If not, I will know. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the man turned their face from this and went towards Solomon, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is some bold stuff. We're going to get some bold stuff here. We're trapping down that Abraham knew. See, he left and walked with the men, and they going to Sodom and Gomorrah, and he took a little pause, and God talking to him. They conversing right now. They finna have a dialogue, but right now, can I say this, Brother Will? You have to let God speak. You cannot always have the communication line one way. It has to be inspired and let God speak to you. Somebody said, I have never heard God speak. God has done some things to us, and we don't even know he done it. Let me do something so I don't get too far. Can y'all go to Isaiah with me right quick? I ain't gonna hold you long with that one. Let me go to Isaiah right quick. Isaiah 65:24. He said, "In it shall come to pass." It's 65:24. If you got your margin, he said, "In it shall come to pass that before they call," is you still in the book, y'all? He said, "I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." Help me, Holy Spirit, God. He didn't answer a lot of our prayers before we even opened our mouth. Help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't release blessings in over us before we even moved. Abraham been to see this, because God said, let me go see what they're doing down here. There's so much sin going here. I got to come down. That's what the scripture just said in Genesis. He said, I got to come down so I can go see about my children, Brother Ram. I got to go see what's going on, Ram. See, what is they doing down here to get my attention, because they're crying to me. When the last time you cried to God? When the last time you really cried to God and said, Father, I need thee. I need you right now. And God for Arthur God to do what he was doing this time, he wanted to clean their life up. He wanted to clean their life up. He gave them all kind of opportunities to clean, but he heard some things going on, so he stepped out of eternal.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
I guess I know the story. That's why I feel good about it. He stepped out of eternal. He stepped out. You know they go around talking about it was a big bang theory and all this. You know they say they started off as apes and came to man. You know, but that's not so. That's not so. He created it with a thought in his words. You know what I'm saying? And then when he got through making them, when he said, brother, he said, and it's good. See, he didn't even have you ever been somewhere? Brother D always said that sometimes you could be somewhere, and since you got closer than the word, Jesus wept. Can mean more to you than it ever have mean when you get close enough to God. It's
come on, man.
It can get so close to you, it'll make you start repenting for no one there. Matter of fact, I used to say like this, don't bow your head. But what they did back in the day, Doc, they bowed their head to the dirt and say blessed because they wasn't worthy to look up. What did we get so worthy? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. How did we get so bold we can just look up to God? I understand that some things he allows us to do in the spiritual realm, but how we get so we can look up God like we holding our fists at him? But God can slay us, man. If it had not been for Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. If it had not been for Jesus stepping in our prayer and said he really mean this. This was Brother William mean. This was Brother Brian mean. This is what all the sisters and brothers were meaning. This is what they mean, Lord. I died for it. Let me get in the scripture, y'all. He said, I died for it. And I like when he said, because I got to play this again. He said, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it. He said, which is coming unto me. He said, if not, I will know. And the man turned. What he said, their face from this and war Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord, and Abraham drew near and said, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I hope y'all can get with this with me. He said he drew near, brothers and sisters. Don't you want to draw near to God? He said he said the brothers left. They don't want the Sodom to go out, but Abraham stopped. He said, hold up, because do you really want God to come in your house? Do you really want God to get in your automobile with you? Do you really want God to come on your job? Do you really want God to come in your heart? Do you just really want God to come in? Somebody say, well, I'm not worthy. Remember the man? Help me, Holy Spirit. You remember the man come to Jesus, wanted his son to be healed, and he stopped Jesus and said, I got men I can tell to come and go. Help me, Holy Spirit. I got that kind of power. You know, he said, but I don't want you to come in my house because I'm not worthy for you to come there. He said, but you know, he said, I believe though, but help thy unbelief. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I believe though, but help thy unbelief. And Jesus looked at him because of his faith. That was a prayer, Doc. Because of his faith. Because of his faith, he healed his son at the same hour. Because the young, because what happened? His friends that came and met him, he said he's healed. Let me paraphrase that. He's healed. But the man asked him, he said, now what time was it? When did it happen? And they told him what time it happened. And what happened, Ren? I know you read the scripture. What happened? God confirmed the healing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God confirmed his own healing and what he did. And he used somebody else's mouth to do it with. He used somebody else's mouth to do it. If God do something for you, and watch this here, you don't have to always ask God to give you a sign, because he'll give it to you anyway, because he know us, and he know how our faith is, because some of us need to be built a little bit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us need some strength in our faith a little bit. So I believe what the Bible says, faith is what? Is what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Something that you hope for and evidence for things and not seen. Have you been around that a little bit? Have you some something that you try? You don't have to see what is the end going to be. You trust God before it came there. Abraham, stop. He said, I got to talk to you now. This is what he said, Doc. He said, he drew near to God, and he stopped, and he said, look at here. He said, destroy the righteous with the wicked. He said, peradventure. Now, watch this word. Peradventure means suppose. Help me teach this. Listen, so let me do a little teaching here. Suppose there be 50 righteous within the city. Does that sound better to you, Reverend? Instead of saying peradventure, he said,
make it plain.
There'll be 50 righteous within the city. He said,
yeah.
While thou art destroyed, he said, not sparing the place for the 50 righteous that are therein. Look what he said. He asked God. Now he's. You know how people say you don't want to sit there and try to have a conversation with God and try to make a plea for him to do something for what earthly thing. But God let him do it. God let him come to him. He said, if it be 50 of them, brothers and sisters, that's what he's saying. If it be 50 righteous ones, that's what the next scripture said. Then it be far from thee. Amen.
He said,
far from thee to act in the same manner to slain the righteous with the wicked. He said that the righteous should be as the wicked. I'm still the book, y'all. That be far from thee. Should not the judge of all the earth do right? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now he asked the Lord. He said, now if we find 50 people in here, Lord, can I keep it real plain to you? If we find
keep 50 it plain.
People, brethren, if we just find 50 people in Sodom and Gomorrah, will you hold back your justice a little bit? Can you shine your little mercy on these people? Because I don't kill all the righteous because all these people are not doing what you asked them to do. He said, that's what he was. And I love this book. Look what he said to him. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will what? Spare all the places for their sake. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said,
yeah.
I know that's a small word. Brother Willie Dog did something one day. He asked me to use it, what if, you know. And then I gave a little discourse on it. But it goes a little broader because you can put what if. Paul didn't go to Paul went the other way instead of going through Asia Minor. What if Jesus would have came down, you know? Then, see, if is a strong word, you know. It might be a small, it might be one syllable word, right? But it can go to a lot of meaning behind it of the word, right? So Jesus said, if. Now God said, if. Now you find me 50 righteous, I ain't going to turn down, Brother Wynn. I'm gonna tell you what, it's going to be all right for your sake. Now they conversing. He's talking, Reverend Henry, he's talking straight to God. Reverend Williams, he talking straight to God. He ain't no mediator between him and God. Help me, Holy Spirit. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken up me to speak unto the Lord, which I am dust of the ashes. Now, he's finna get humble now, y'all. So I'm going to fool you, Lord. And I'm talking to you, Lord. That's what he said to the Reverend. He said, I'm really talking to you, but I'm not even worthy to be in your place. He said, Reverend, let me do something just to stay. Did they take this out the book? Can I read something for y'all right quick? Is this out the book? Genesis, I'm going to use on. In the back, let me see if they take this out the book. Y'all let me know if it's out the book. And God said, let us make man in our image.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the earth, over the cow, and over all the earth, and look at it, over the creeping things, and the creeping things up on the earth. So God created a man in his own image. I'm still in the book, right? He said, in this image of God, look what he said, created him, he said what? Male and female created him. And God blessed him, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, that's some deep revelation there. You hear what he said? He said, replenish the earth.
So somebody has to be here for him, right? So that's, I'm going to leave that alone right there. We'll go get that later on. Now you keep that nugget for a minute. We'll go get that nugget. He said, replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fishes and the sea and over the fowls of the earth and every living thing that's moved upon the earth. Now, I went back to 1 Genesis 1 and 26 through 28. I wanted to get that because I want you to know that's why he said, which I am but a dust of ashes. I want you to know that Abraham know that I'm not even worthy to even be asking you these kind of questions and asking you to have a question here. Good Lord, so you can have favor for me the whole lot. Don't kill these people. Hey, I mean, if you're a pastor, if you're a minister,
come on.
If you're a teacher of God's word, if you love people, you will stand in the gap for some people. You will take a chance and be bold and stand and say, man, I wouldn't do this here, brother. Can you spare their life? Because Jesus did it.
Yeah.
He did it, and we weren't even worthy to do it for. You know what?
Hey.
He paid a price that we cannot pay. Even we do, we pay so careless with it. Help me, Holy Spirit. We so careless with our salvation, man. We so careless with walking this thing and don't know that some of us, I'm not going to give everybody age, right? But you can be 70. I'm just going to throw that out because that's the number. He told us 3 scores and 10, right? You can be 70. Do you think you're going to live to 100,000? Step me on the spirit. Do you think you're going to live? It's kind of on the high number that you're not going to live that long. That's why we got to be careful while we have the time we have here. Be careful to live in the presence of God. What the scripture say, this Reverend and Brother D, it says, be ye holy, because I am holy. Somebody said, that sounds too rough there.
For I am holy. Yes,
he know you going to mess up. He know you going to mess up.
Yes, he do.
He said, but this is here. He says, sanctify yourself in the word of God. What I mean is, pour yourself away, get in the word of God, let the word wash you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you want to do wrong, say, Lord, strengthen me. Lord, help me. When you want to act,
come on now. Come on now.
Reverend Henry, can you pray for me, Reverend Henry? Reverend, pray for me. Brother D, can you pray for me? You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Wife, can you pray for me? Sister, can you pray for me? You know, know we almost living in we call this a man society, right, as they say. One man said it's a woman's world. But he did say man world, right? Y'all may catch that little. He said, oh, James Brown, I just switched his name up a little bit, you know. But I'm trying to tell you that we got to have both. Because Jesus said, gender, because God said in the beginning, I created male and female. That's what he did. Ain't nothing changed about that. Man might change it. Now, let me hurry up, y'all, because I might be getting on your nerves. Now, when I read this word, because somebody in the King James women know it's a pre-adventure. I want to substitute the word to what I said a while ago. Y'all been reading with me, huh? Y'all said that with me? There you go. Perhaps there should be 55 and 50. Is that what you say? Righteous will thou destroy all the city of lack of five? He said 55. Then he said you gonna destroy it for what? For a lack of five? And he said what? Well, he said if I find there 40 and five, that means 45, I will not destroy it. How about that? That's what Jesus said. That's what God said. Now, how about that? Now, you show me 45 of y'all, righteous people over here. I will not destroy that. I'm going to tell y'all, this is a prayer going on. This is a communication with him.
Start it off.
Oh, help me. Start
it off.
Let's get that right now.
Let's start out with five with that cautiousness. Come on now.
There you go. There you go. And I love because, you know how, you know, can I do this here? This because of... It's just because of numbers don't lie, and God know it. That's why he playing with the numbers. So he said, okay, I'm going to give you again. He said, if I find 45 I will not destroy. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, perhaps, let me do it again, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not, that's what he said, do it for the 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, okay, that's what he said. I'm having a communication. They talking back and forth with each other. He said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak. Perhaps there should be 30 be found there. And he said, I would not do it if I find 30. They going, hey, what we started at, Joe? We started at 55. Now we all the way down to 30.
We
done got all the way down to what? 30 now. Now, I pray to God that we know this earth is really, really bad right now. We know right is wrong right now, and wrong
Say
is
that.
Right right now. We
Say
know
that.
It's
Come
living
on, man.
properly that we believe it's living way worse than the Sodom and Gomorrah. They got too many things, too many tools to have sin in now than they ever have in their ever life. You can turn on commercial and you can be really confused. You could turn on TV and just be so confused. You know what I'm talking about? It didn't make it so they're showing it so much, especially the Disney thing. It's showing it so much now that, hey, even our kids, you got to watch what they look at. Because
now
they're taking the rings. Now, back in my days, I ain't that old. I'm still a young man. But we used to have the Wonder Twins. I don't know if y'all remember that. And you take the rings and put them together,
on,
and then they change to the superheroes. Y'all remember them? Y'all remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're doing it now in these little cartoons. They're taking the ring, and they turn it into the same sex. Oh, help me. They're changing it, and they're changing it. So, We believe it's worse than it was. Somebody, see, you mean that's the only reason why God will come back? I'm telling you right now, that might not be the only sin he come back,
oh,
but that's really?
One
of the ones. That's he,
one.
He will come back. That means Elijah.
It's one of the first ones he spoke against.
That means a whoremonger. That means
mm-hmm.
a thief. Hey, that means a busybody cannot look at that
mm-hmm.
that sin and say there's better than them. They can't because it's not a different hell from them. One of them. All hell is the same. But what we're seeing to call God to look at this, what Adam's going right now, he's looking at this because the people refuse to listen to him and they turn to that sin.
Yeah.
They turn it so it was. Jesus, God was man, so he came down. God personally
mm-hmm.
came down
That's true.
And talked. With oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did this, Abraham trying to negotiate, Reverend Henry. He trying to negotiate. Now they ain't got down to 30. Now, if you can find 30
mm-hmm.
in Chicago, I will save it. If there's 30 people in Chicago.
What be the first negotiator? Mm-hmm. Come on now, what be the first negotiator?
Right here.
We believe
now y'all can help me y'all you know I'm trying ain't no scholar but now but we believe this was the first prayer ever happened right here.
Come on, Aaron.
Help me, Holy Spirit. We believe that right here. So he's conversing with God right now. And look what he said. I would not do it if I find 30. He said unto him, behold, mm-hmm. now here we go, Reverend Henry. My brother's sister. He finna do some more adding. Now. He finna do some adding and subtracting again. Watch this here. He said, behold, now I have taken up me to speak unto the Lord. He said, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Now change that word, y'all. Perhaps there should be 20 found there. And he said, I would
mm-hmm.
not destroy it for 20's sake. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, oh. Then we said, and he said, oh. Can you imagine this conversation going on? He said, oh. He said, let not the Lord be angry. Look how he's talking
uh-huh.
about. You can't trick the Lord. Okay. You know, there's a lot of people think they got the gift for the gap. They got the gift for the gap.
Come on.
They so charismatic, you know. They can fool the Lord. Man, God can stop thinking, man. He can stop thinking more than you can remember. You know?
Amen.
He said, don't get angry, Reverend. Lord. He told him, he said, I will speak. He said, I will speak yet, but this once. He said, now we didn't went for 20. Now we finna go to 10, y'all.
In the name of Jesus.
We done read this thing 100 times, but every time I read it, God give me some revelation, Reverend. I'm telling you, he
come
gives
on
me some
now.
Every time I read, I start looking at this, how he was sitting there, and people said, you can't question
oh,
God. You can't. You, when the last time you read the Bible? you want to be humble now. Trust me, you want to be humble. But the righteous can do what? Counsel with the Lord. What you think he said Abraham would? He said, I count his faith unto righteousness because he believed. It was because he did everything right. He because he believed. Look how bold Abraham is right here. Don't you think he bold?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brother, all y'all said it not at one time. Did you think he bold? He bold, standing so well. I wouldn't do it.
Amen.
I'd be scared to do it, you know.
Amen.
But he doing intercessory prayer. And watch this here. Can I do this anyway? He was the third prayer warrior. Come on, man. He took time out and said, I don't care what happened to me. I'm going to pray for them. That's what he did.
Because
going to God, like he went to God, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, that is warrior mentality. That is someone standing up for the creator, for someone that God knows they all deserve what? Justice. But he going to hear about it, Reverend Henry. He going to hear it. Let me hear about it. He said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. Before he gets to him, you know how you go to your mama and your daddy, mama, please don't whoop me. Please don't get angry. Please don't whoop me, mama. Please don't do that to me. Oh, mama, please don't hit me, mama. You know, that's what he's doing to him. He said, don't be angry. Reverend, don't be angry, dude. He said, I will speak. But what he said, but this once, he said, perhaps 10 should be found. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, the Holy Spirit just gave me this here. I'm only to change the word for understanding.
Amen.
What the word I've been explaining. So if you're a Bible reader and study, the Bible says don't change his words, right? But I'm not changing the understanding of the word. It still means
that's
the same.
That's it.
Is that right about
that? Yes, sir.
Perhaps 10
that's
should be found there. And he said, look what he said, I would not destroy it. But 10 says, anyone, I went down 10, bro. 10. And the Lord went. Look what he said. And the Lord went his way. The Lord now went his way. As soon as he left, look what he said, I don't care what nobody say. When God gave you all kind of opportunity to change.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all kind of opportunity to change. He went all the way from 50 to 10, man. If you just find 10. Righteous person. I won't kill the whole world for that. He would have saved that whole terrible place for 10 people. And they did. He told Abraham, and he spoke his name twice, Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.
Mm-hmm.
It was through. Can y'all say something?
Yeah.
It's finished. Now, just because of y'all
got a deal, it's 10. Let's go.
I love how he transitioned like that, because he wants you and I to know that God, once he get through with it and once he done made his mind up, nothing can stop it, Doc. Once he get through with it, once he get to the point, the prayer warrior did what he did. He gave all that he had, and he stood there praying boldly before God and trying to save. Let's be real. All of mankind in Sodom and Gomorrah. We know the record.
Yes.
We know God did what he did. We know God destroyed that land. We know he did that.
Mm-hmm.
But he allowed Abraham to talk to him, to converse to him, to try to leave the door open. to leave the door open so he can what? So God's presence can come in and not destroy the land. But he couldn't find nobody, Doc. I hope and pray
Amen.
From the bottom of my heart that when I read this scripture, look what the scripture says, Second Corona, right? 7:12. Look how it reads. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. It's funny when God comes to you. Have God ever come visit you, man? Have God ever come visit you? Look what he said. And the Lord appeared. I'm in 2 Corinthians 7:12.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. I'm still here, y'all.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And I have chosen this place to myself. He said, for a house of sacrifice, and I will shut up heaven that there be no rain. Or and if I command the locusts of the bile of the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, watch this here. If my people, here we go, y'all, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then, here we go, y'all, will I hear from heaven, and will I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. It's verbatim like that.
Yes.
Now, I like to read it a little bit. Y'all stay with me, because I'm going to bag them and give you some. He said, now my eyes shall be open. Help me, Holy Spirit. And my ears attend unto thy prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen the sacrifice of this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart should be there perpetual. And as for thee, if thou will walk, help me, Holy Spirit, if thou will walk before me as David, thy father, walked. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. I shall observe my statute and my judgment. Then when I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according to I have covered with David. I'm just reading, y'all. Watch what I go here. Thou, Father, said, there should not fall thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away, help me, for the sake of my statutes and my commandments, I will have set before you and shall go and serve other gods. Here we go, y'all, and worship them. Then will I pluck them out of the root of my land, and I have given them this house, which I will have a sanctuary for my name, and I will cast out my sight. Look what he said, my name. And he said, I will make it to be a proverb to the, what's it, by word of all nations. Why did I go over there? If my people. See, he tried to give Solomon Gomorrah that opportunity when Abraham was presented. Now he's dealing with Solomon over here. He said, if you walk like your daddy, Reverend Henry, if you walk like your father's minister, Reverend Henry, if you walk like your father's ministry, Reverend Williams, if you walk like the one who came before you, and you don't turn from my statue. Hey, if you don't walk for who's been tooling you and showing you the ways of life, if you stay there, I won't put my wrath on you. But if you stay there, if you do, repent and turn from your wicked way, I will hear from heaven, and I will heal the land. He said, if you don't, it won't be no rain. If you don't, it won't be fruitful no more. Have you ever been in a drought season? Have you ever been to a drought season before? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You pray, and you pray, and you pray, and you pray, and that thing was dry, and it was dry, and it was dry, because you didn't repent for what you were praying for. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you repent for what you, God wants you to say, I'm sorry. Lord, help me so I can resist that. God can, I told somebody, brothers and sisters, if God would bless you, watch this here, in a state that you will walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch what I'm trying to say. If God take you to a height and he called you to walk away, a lot of people got into this race and they got to a certain height, Reverend Henry, brothers and sisters, and they walked away from God. Can God trust you taking you to a level that you won't walk away? Can he move you to a distance that your mind can't understand and put you on a level that when people see you, it was God did it. Will you walk away from it? See, people walk away when they get hard. People walk away when they don't understand. But can you get lifted up from God's sake? And people know God will lift you up, Reverend Henry. People know they will lift you up, God's plan, and you walk away from it. Don't walk away from God. I don't care how tough it gets. Do not walk away from God. He gives you an opportunity to repent. Repent while you have the blood running warm in your vein. I want to leave you with that. We're going to be dealing with this. This ain't going to be the first last time. We're going to deal with some prayer all the way through. I ain't going to be the only one speaking. One of these brothers, they want to do it, they can do it as well. But I wanted to tell you, we want to deal with prayer for a while because Israel is going through some things right now. And Israel, and we believe it, there are some brothers going along with her. Who was it? Jacob and Esau. Can we start it right there? One grabbing one and the one chasing the other one out the womb. And the scripture said the elder will serve the youngest. I'm still in the book, y'all. He said he will serve the youngest. And And then the mother got a little crap and said, go make us some pot of stew and stole the man's birthright. This is where this coming from, Doc. It's not coming because you just read on the news the other day that they bombed Israel like they did. It started way before then. That's why we got to pray for Israel, because we believe, I know these guys believe with women too, we believe that once the treat happens, once they come together and make amends, we believe that's when going to be the 7 years started rebuilding the temple. We believe that's going to be the course of the 7 years. That's what we just believe. Now, we don't know what day. We don't know what time. We're not going to say that, but we believe by scripture, by faith, that's when it's going to happen. That's why that war is doing what it's doing right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, that's all I got, brother.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Show us the way, Lord God. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to love. Teach us how to walk in faith, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. A mighty God we serve. A mighty God we serve.
Praise God.
How great thou art, Lord God. How great thou art. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good to us, y'all. He's so good to us, y'all. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God.
Yes. 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 Come on, brothers. Y'all got it, brothers.
Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us closer to you, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, there's some people out there, Lord God, that are far, far from you, Lord God.
Yes.
Dear Father God, we pray for the fuel of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that they would transition from the place where they are and brought closer to you, Lord God, so they can see the glory and the majesty and the beauty of you, Lord God. Thank you for your son, Lord God. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus, is you have imparted unto us the greatest gift ever, Lord God, being able to be brought back closer to you and be in your presence, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Mighty, mighty, mighty God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Sir, we thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for blessing us. Bring us back.
That's it. Keeping your way back.
Yes, sir. You sing that song, Take Me Back, Dear Lord, to the place.
Dear Lord,
take me back,
well,
dear Lord, to the place where I first believed.
First received.
Praise yes, Lord. Sir. Thank God today.
Thank God.
For that. The conversation he allowed us to have with him. It's beautiful. It's going to come a time the door is going to be shut.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's why right, we plead now. While grace is still abiding, we plead now. We thank God for giving us these lessons that make us think about getting in a hurry to be able to meet the bridegroom. Yes, sir, when he comes. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. We
have to get in a hurry and do
yes,
it now.
Sir.
You know, we come to this point, right? I'm going to tell my brother this and that. If anybody want prayer, my brother already prayed. He really did. Mm-hmm. A beautiful job. Beautiful job. Beautiful job. If it was something, say it. If it was something that you need more clarity to it. I mean, I got enough brothers who can help me with it. You know what I'm talking about? If it's something. And my brother already prayed, you know. We ain't got to go by that, you know what I'm talking about? But if it's something, say it, that you didn't understand, you can hit the one button, you know. If it's something specific.
Amen.
If it's something specific that we need to pray about. But I made better touch everything already, though. You know, if you just want to wave your hand, you know, if you just want to wave your hand, you can do that too. You know, we live in a time, man, that we should, at this time, like this year, I believe it's more than 10 people on here. I know, I already knew it. And I believe them 10, that he didn't get then, he got it now. Yeah, he got
yes,
it now. I know he got more than 10 on here now. I already know that. But he got it. Yeah. And I think that's, I believe that's one reason why he ain't came back yet. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
He actually stepped out eternally, came down to the earth and talked to Abraham. They conversed. They had a dialogue. He negotiated. And every time he negotiated, he said, okay, you just find 10 then. He got all the way down there. You just find 10. I won't do it. But he couldn't do it. Couldn't do it, man. I'll pray for them. You got some out there, intercessory prayer. We often say this, not to rush nobody, but we often tell you guys, man, I'm, as I speak, you know, anybody else can, like Reverend, anybody else, y'all can, whatever y'all want to do, y'all can. I'm going to be on prayer for a minute, you know, myself, you know. I'm not holding them guys there. They won't do it, you know. And we're cool with that because God can might do something else, you know. But I won't be in prayer. I'm in prayer mode right now, you know what I'm talking about, because we live in a time that we can't do enough prayer, you know what I'm talking about. And we're going to have a scripture go with it every time. We're going to have a scripture go every time with it, you know, because the brother and the reverend and all y'all know, that y'all can fight me, but if you fight the Bible, you're fighting the wrong battle. You're fighting the wrong battle.
That's it.
Because you're not going to win. You're not going to win. You know, that's why I like to use Bible, you know. Yeah, he let me try to interpret and convey some stuff out of it. But when it's all said and done,
any understanding with the Holy Spirit in you, you know it's coming from God, you know, because how he convey it out. Because you know? I really believe Abraham was one of the first prayer warriors, and he did the first intercessory prayer. He stuck his hand out, Reverend Henry. He stuck his hand out, Brother Lee, and prayed for somebody, you know, ask God to hear him, you know, and to, don't be angry. Don't get angry, you know. I'm going to ask you this one more time. You know, never. One more time.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, bro. We're going to talk about that. You say he's stick his head out. I say he's stick his head out. You say he's stick his head out. Amen.
I just say,
first give it unto God, who is truly the head of Brother D's life. And I'm just so glad that I got in and able to get on board. You know, I'm like my brother said, I was a hellion. I was something to reckon with in my days. You know, I was waiting for him to live, and truly wasn't worthy to die. But the Lord. Yeah. Ooh, but the Lord. He made a way. You know, I find myself wanting to hear God's word so much now. Until I was talking to my friend the day, and I told her, I said, but you know what? I said, I got early yesterday, day before yesterday, I got an early finish today. And I've been laying here across my bed, and it seemed like, I knew it wasn't that, but it seemed like every 10 minutes, I was looking at my phone, trying to make sure I don't let 5 o'clock get back so I could hear a word from the Lord. We truly heard one today. And, you know, I say he started at 50 and he came down to 10. And God walked away because he knew that he wasn't going to find, it wasn't there to be found. Sometime I ask myself, I said, you know, the time is drawing near. And I hear my brother, Henry, say a lot of times, he said, we live in a dying world. But yet we're doing all we can to show man that yet he still lives. In a dying world, that God is still living. I hope that you all just continue to pray my strength. And Lord, pray for my son. Amen. Got a call yesterday that he lost his father-in-law yesterday. And I just, you know, I just tell him that God is still living. Well, you know, I'm just crazy. I know I'm dumb. I'm just dumbfounded to God's word. The Bible says we should rejoice when they leave here. We know we cry. And I have went through this illustration many, many times. I don't care how you try. I don't care how hard you try. What kind of collage you put up. There's going to be a celebration when you leave this world. And when they go commence this body back to the ground, they're going to be commencing a true found preacher back to the ground. Brother Doug knew the Lord. And when you know God and depart in your sin, I think about sometime my brother Eric used to say a lot. He said his mom was lit, her eyes were just focused up. Like she was telling the Lord, Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I, you have allowed me to do everything I asked you. You allowed me to see my kids grow. You allowed me to see my kids get on the road. Lord, I'm ready now. And this is what we got to be, because it's going to be there whether we want it to be or not. It's going to turn to that. So I ask as you all pray for my son, my daughter, my grandkids, as we keep them in prayer, we must know that God has just made another righteous judgment. He don't make no mistakes. He just made another righteous call. That's why we can laugh at death if our soul is right. We can laugh. I hear Brother Eric say a lot of times, he said, death is a beautiful thing. And it is. You know the Lord. And see, that's what we found that happened here. Death wasn't beautiful for Solomon and Gomorrah, because they were going against what thus said the Lord. Oh, it's a beautiful thing when you know God and the pardon of your sin. And I just tell God, thank you. Brother, I enjoy this word. I get started, my big mouth, I sit here, and I be saying, I'm going to listen. But it's just something about talking about the Lord. You know, it's just something about it. You just can't. when you know God and you look back over your life and you see what God has brought you from, you can't help but praise the Lord. You just can't help but praise the Lord. I hear Rev Hero sometimes, he'd be praying, he'll get happy in his prayer.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of us pray, and you can almost follow that prayer word for word. You know what they're going to say before they see you.
Amen.
You know, because it's just a fashionalized prayer. But when you hear a sincere, serious person that truly know God is praying, you can happen in your prayer. And I'm going to get out of the way, as I tell, I want to send this to my family. I'm going to get out of the way. I want to tell those that's out of the will of God, getting you a Bible believing, Bible teaching, God fearing church. And let the Lord have his way in your soul.
Yeah,
we got a lot of preachers out here that are just not doing what they're supposed to do, but they're going in the name of the Lord. Yeah, we got a lot of them doing it. But I'm just a firm believer that before the devil have more souls than the Lord, he said he'll turn rocks into souls. Reverend Eric was a rock.
Mm-hmm.
I was a rock. But God turned. Oh, God, turn. I just thank the Lord. You all pray my strength in the Lord and ask the Lord to continue to bless these service, and we'll be able to continue to do what we're doing. Amen.
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 Beautiful,
man.
Beautiful.
Yes.
You know, I'm gonna end this just like this. If y'all don't mind. I'm going to end it just like this. If it be God's will. You know,
yes,
if it be his will. You know,
yes,
we have to tell you this because we don't know. No, none of us on this phone know if we're going to be here even in the end of this day. We just don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on,
if
now.
It be his will, you know, we're going to try to be back on Monday, you know. We're going to try to be back on Monday. And you know, we got plans that we want to do things, but God might change it, you know. But,
amen.
You know, I'm going to tell you now. Don't think we ain't praying, you know, because we pray. Yeah, we praying.
Yeah,
you know, and we pray. I told him Sunday, Reverend William, Brother D, and Brother, I told him God didn't die for us to get no house. God didn't die to get no car. He didn't die.
He already built your house.
Have a bank account. He didn't die for none of that.
He already built the house. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, he know we need all that. That's a necessity, man.
Mm-hmm.
He know we need that.
Come on,
we take things. He know we need that. He know it. Why we gonna build something? He know we need it. But he died for because the here and after this here life,
right.
You know, talking about that you live eternal life,
yeah.
And what you gonna live. Tom,
wait a minute, Brad. Stop right there. Well, I got to get out your way. But you said God didn't die for us to get no house.
I told you, Reverend Wim, we got one small one in every bunch, man. We got one.
Amen. What do you say? Make it plain.
You'll find one or two. You know, talking about they'll play the word game on you in a minute. You know, talking about they'll play a word game.
all you got to do is go and text him. You go and text him, you find him. He was out there texting.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You know, that's all right. I know we got to get out of here.
But one of my biggest prayers, I asked the Lord, one of my biggest prayers,
man, is that we get a chance to put a face with the name. I asked the Lord to continue.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. The day I'll be able to go to Texas and walk up in the church. You know, I know we got to go, but you know, I sit up sometime and I just have daydreams of me coming to Texas, walking into the church, and talking to the pastor and tell him to call me up, and they don't know who I am because they never seen me, and being able to get up in the church and say, I got two brothers here that I hadn't seen, and I want to call them up. And I could just see Brother Henry's face. I could just see Brother Eric's face when they hear the voice. I have dreams of that, you know, that the Lord going to pull together one day, man. God,
it's
so good. I just have dreams of that day.
Either here or in his presence.
In the after. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I had dreams of that day. Man. You just don't know how I dream of that day.
Yeah, you know one thing about it, Brother Wildow said one day, I don't know how his heart been lately, though, but one day he told us one day we might be at the racetrack one day. I'm going to tell you about this, Brother Wildow, how this ministry really started. Catch you at the racetrack and have a tent revival, you know what I'm talking about? You know, you know how they used to do back in the day.
I would love that.
To get up in there and come, you know, Reverend Henry like to preach a long time. You know, he's long winded, right? So we have to put Reverend Henry at the end, you know, because he wants to cry, pain.
We love
because we believe laughter is medicine, you know.
Amen.
You get a smile. If you get a smile, man, you get someone to chuckle a little bit. Because life is so, like Brother DJ said, someone's not smiling right now, you know.
Amen.
Even my brother, you know, they lost a little child this week, you know. You know, so I know it's heavy their way too. You know what I'm talking about? We just have to keep that lifted up too, man. You know, like Brother D, his son and dad-in-law. You know, just keep that lifted up, man. You know, because you know a lot of folks are laughing right now. You know, a lot of folks kind of hip. And I understand that too, because I've been around long enough to understand, especially the initial hit of it, you know, how folks, you know, some of the people didn't get a good chance to say closure to it. Say, I love you. I'm sorry. They didn't, you know, somebody didn't get that chance. That's why, Reverend Henry, you don't want to make it too late.
Right.
You didn't get a chance to say, I love you, or I miss you, or mama don't leave. Daddy don't leave.
You know, it's funny you say that because I tell my niece to call me in a minute, and she said, "Unc, I know you always say it's a scripture for it," and she'll be baffled with something, and I have to give her a scripture for it. And see, there's a scripture for everything. God, he just know it all. He knew he wasn't going to find 50, 40, 30, 20, 19. He knew it before he asked for the 50. He knew he wasn't going to find him. And good God, the Bible tells a man to not lay down in anger. Don't go to bed with wrath. The Bible tells him because you don't know what tomorrow going to bring. And if he didn't get that clear, he made it look clear. He went and told man. He said, I come as a thief. You don't know what I'm coming.
Oh, yes.
He said, if man had known when the thief was coming, he would have protected him out. See, God, you got to tell God thank you. God has made it plain as the nose on your face. All man got to do is open up and allow the Lord to have his way. I heard my brother say earlier about a sinner praying. God know before you kneel down and pray, stand up and pray. God know before you open your mouth if you sincere about what you're praying about.
If you are
sincere about your prayer, he hears you. But there's a verse for it. I think it's John 9:31, is it not? He says, sinner, he hear not. He said, but a worshiper don't sin. I know I sin today. I may not know what, but I know I done sin today somewhere. I done did something or said something or thought something. But if you a worshiper of God, he said, him, he hears. So see, God knew it before. I'm so glad that God knew it before. Now, if y'all only knew how much I appreciate these things.
Yeah, we do, man. Mm. We do. All of us do.
Man.
Yes, yes.
I still believe in the book, Iron Sharpens Iron.
You know, bro, I can't forget the time the young man called me, and I told him, I said, hold on, let me get my brother on. I called Brother Eric. We had a young man we had to work with, and Brother Eric got, I could see him right now getting in trouble, because my sister had something planned. I think she was trying to go somewhere or needed him to do something, and he stopped what he was about to do to help us minister to this, help me minister to this brother.
Yeah, so did. Yeah, so did.
Yes.
So did.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Yes.
Are you right about that? You sure right about that? Mm-hmm. That's what we do, man. That's what we all
see,
do.
We,
you know?
Yes. You know, the last thing you want to be said is that you had a chance to tell someone about God and you didn't.
Didn't do it. Yeah, Lord, Jesus. I don't want God to ask me that question. What did you do when you had a chance? You know, why did you do anything when you had a chance?
Because
you prayed. You prayed to God, you thought you wanted to be behind the pool pit. It might not be a pool.
Amen.
It might be in the gas station. It might be in the eating place.
Hey, hey.
Amen.
Quit doing it right now. Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. You might not have that suit on. You might not have them gaiters on.
You might have your work clothes on.
Come on, man.
Labor, man.
That's why when Jesus, after he came, we should have lived. That's why when Jesus walking through after being coming from Calvary, walking in and saw them two men, and they were going conversing with each other about the crucifixion, and he had to stop and tell them about the scripture, Reverend Henry. And as he told them about the scripture, and as he went away and disappeared, he said, "Didn't I heart burn within?" By the way, he shared the scripture.
They didn't know it was Jesus.
Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come so humble to you, Lord. Lord, we come thanking you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for all the ones that touched me free already, Lord. But, Lord, we hear Brother D, Lord. Lord, we hear even by my brother, Lord, that someone has transitioned out this earth, Lord, that you only know how and when and what took place, Lord. So we ask you to strengthen the family, Lord. That all the families are going through this grieving time right now. They're understanding that they might not get to see them on this side, but if we live right, if they die in your love, they'll see them again, Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, right now in strength, Lord. Strength right now in the name of Jesus. Strength the mother.
Yes.
Strength the grandparent. Strength the brother.
Yes.
Strength the daughter. Lord, you only you could strengthen someone, Lord. We're not telling them they can't cry, Lord, because we don't have that dastard to do that. But, Lord, we know without hope, Lord. Don't do it without hope, Lord, knowing that heaven is our goal. Each and every day we try to step toward that way, Lord. And we love you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for all the ministers and the teachers and the lovers of God who came out, even the receiving of it, just to go a little farther in thy word, Lord. Hide us, Lord, as we even go in this day, Lord. Lord, we might even venture off somewhere in this old earth, Lord. But, Lord, never leave us to ourselves, Lord. Never leave us to ourselves. Let us always have these in all courses of life, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you for Reverend Wim, Reverend Henry, Brother D, the ones that always come on and speaking and encouraging one another, Lord. Give them strength. Bless their home, Lord. Bless their jobs, Lord. Bless their finances, Lord. And number one, bless their spiritual walk with you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We remove any hindrance there, Lord. Anything we see to come to their spiritual world, we'll bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Go back to the pit it comes from, Lord. We ask you, if it's a test, Lord, if it's something you try to strengthen their maturity, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to have that way in that area, Lord. We love you, Lord.
That way.
We thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
God bless you, man.
Amen.
Watch it now.
Woo!
Reverend Henry, man. Look at
I'm getting ready.
Ready.
To share a little something with me. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I got something I want to say right here. I want
you
wings.
To bear my sting.
Question right here.